All right, Ricky, normal service resumed today. Defended well, grabbed the goal. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, really important win, especially with everybody, bar Royston in the top eight winning. It was important that we picked up 3 points and keep the league table as it was before kickoff. And it gives us a chance now going into the last 4 games of the season to try and cement a place in the playoffs. But like you said, it was St Ives Town performance again, wasn't it? Defensively, we were excellent and managed to get the goal, which was a really worked goal, well-worked goal, and give us a platform to go on and win and give the players something to defend in the second half. And now, we're a good side. They're a very good side. They've come into the game 6 unbeaten, 5 of those wins, beating some of the top teams on their way to today's game. And we knew that their threat was going to be with the two big boys up top and the service they got from wide areas. And I thought both our fullbacks again, Scott Sinclair and Jordan Jarrod, were excellent. I thought defensively 1v1 they were superb, limited them to no real balls into our box, and the times that they did get it into the front two, I thought our two centre halves did really well to deal with them. And now the midfield four in front of them again worked exceptionally hard. And when you do that and when you play like that, Nigel, you give yourself a really good chance of winning games of football. And the pitch was difficult. It is very difficult, and it's not a pitch where you can go and dominate possession. You have to make sure that you play the conditions and have a game plan. And our game plan was simply today to drop off, let them try and pass it, and then try and play on the counter. And I thought that worked really well. The boys put in a great shift on Thursday night in training, and they took that training session and the details and the information we gave them into today's game, and they got the rewards with the 3 points, and I'm delighted for them, because like I said, at this time of the season it's about winning, and with everyone else winning around you, it now puts pressure and keeps pressure on the teams below us to keep winning the games that they've got in hand to try and catch us.
All about results, mate. You shuffled the pack a little bit again today. A few players came in, a few players went out.
Yeah, no,
that's the intention to keep going that way.
Well, everyone's fighting for places, so we have to pick a team on what we think is best equipped to win. Unfortunately, Lou Vieira missed training on Thursday, and like I said, we worked quite intensely on how we wanted to play today. So we used the players that was at training that we gave the information to. So we chose to do that. Declan Rogers starting in a wide area and did very, very well. And Danny Watson coming back into the team. So Danny's been unfortunate that he was left out against Bedford. That was due to a change of formation, but I thought he was outstanding today, as he has been whenever he's played. So we've got a good group of players, and at this time, especially going into next week, we've got 2 games with the cup final. The following week we've got 2 games as well, so we have to make sure that the players are fit and competing, and keep them on their toes and keep them working hard, because I don't want any complacency to come into the team. And I think if the players don't know who's going to be starting week in, week out, and it's going to be picked on how they perform in matches and how they perform in training, it will only be a good thing. So I'm looking forward now to the session that we've got this week, and then we'll prepare to go to Beaconsfield, which is another really tough fixture, and we'll go there desperately trying to get the 3 points.
Excellent. Well done today, mate.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Cheers.